American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 299. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 287. It's the crime of a cannibal, a man-eater. Hooper is hard-pressed and wants to concoct a plot. He sees he has to come up with something. He forms his plot from Jim Conley's story. They say that on Friday, Frank knew he was going to make an attack of some sort on Mary Fagan. The plot thickens. Of all the wild things I have ever heard, that is the wildest. It is ridiculous. Mary Fagan worked in the pencil factory for months, and all the evidence they have produced that Frank ever associated with her, ever knew her, is the story of weaselly little Willie Turner, who can't even describe the little girl who was killed. A little further on in his story, Jim is beginning the plot. They used him to corroborate everything as they advised. Jim is laying the foundation for the plot. What is it? This plot. Only that on Friday, Frank was planning to commit some kind of assault upon Mary Fagan. Jim was their tool. Even Scott swears that when he told Jim that Jim's story didn't fit, Jim very obligingly adapted it to suit his defense. He was scrupulous about things like that. He was quite considerate. Certainly. He had his own neck to save. Jim undertook to show that Frank had an engagement with some woman at the pencil factory that Saturday morning. There is no pretense that another woman is mixed up in the case. No one would argue that he planned to meet and assault this innocent little girl who was killed. Who but God would know whether she was coming for her pay that Friday afternoon or the next Saturday? Are we stark idiots? Can't we divine some things? They've got a girl named Ferguson, who says she went for Mary Fagan's pay on the Friday before she was killed, and that Frank wouldn't give it to her. It is the wildest theory on earth, and it fits nothing. It is a strained conspiracy. Frank, to show you I am correct, had nothing whatever to do with paying off on Friday. Schiff did it all. And little Magnolia Kennedy, Helen Ferguson's best friend, says she was with Helen when Helen went to draw her pay, and that Helen,